Here with Sven Berchi. Good performance on Penticton. A lot of solid effort from you, Reinhardt, and Horak and guys like that on the top line. What are your expectations for this season in terms of, you know, top end? Do you want to try and perform on the NHL team this year?
For sure. I mean, I want to try, you know, always try my best. You know, we'll see what's going to happen. We'll see what's going to happen in main camp. Maybe when I get a shot, when I get a chance to play, I'll be really happy about it.
When the Flames drafted you in June, what did you like? How were you excited? What kind of caliber organization did you know you were coming to in the Flames?
I mean, you know, it's special here. You know, it's hockey crazy, you know, and I really like that. You know, it's a hockey city, and I wanted that. Like when I went to the draft, I wanted to be drafted to an organization. You know, loves hockey, and. You know, it was a great feeling. I didn't really feel anything at the draft, and it hit my name. It was just like empty. There was nobody around me. It was just crazy. But after I felt, you know, I wake up the next morning and see the Flames jersey, you know, it was special.
Talk about the game tonight. I mean, there was a lot of physicality in terms of from the Dino side. The skill levels were a bit different between the Flames prospects and the Dinos, the Flames being a little bit higher. How did that translate into the game, obviously, aside from the goals?
You know, I think... it was good for us on the big rink. And, oh, it's always good if you have a lot of skilled guys on a big rink. You know, you see that in Europe, you see it over here, you know. We came like, he came in, you know, in the morning practice, you sell right away. You know, there's a lot of space, there's a lot of room. You can do something with a stick, you can, you know, lateral moves, you know, you got a lot of room. So, the D's weren't like really hard enough, so we had a lot of time, so we created a lot of scoring chances.
And then just talk about your goaltender, Yoni Ordio. Obviously, the first game in Penticton was a little bit difficult, 6 goals, but he's improved, obviously, to the shutout tonight. What has changed over this past week from San Jose game to tonight?
I mean, you know, we kind of get used to each other. Like, you know, the first two games were like kind of, you know, getting used to each other, and then we found right away the line with Horak, yeah. Today was Horak and Holland, and before it was Reinhardt. You know, it was pretty good to play those guys. You know, they kind of play the same way. I play and want to, you know, want to create something offensive, and you know, a lot of speed, you know, talented guys, a lot of skill, and you know, I like that. And it was good for us. It was all like during the whole lineup. You know, it just takes a while. You know, get used to each other. Kind of, you know, get to know each other on the ice, and you know what I think it's pretty important to get to know each other off the ice too. So we were a really good team the last two games, I think.
Well, on behalf of all Flames fans, I just want to welcome you to the organization, and we look forward to your development into the years to come, and hopefully you can help bring a cup to Calgary.